This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. City of Ashland officials are exploring the feasibility of purchasing the Northland College campus following the school's permanent closure. The college officially closed at the end of the last school year after more than a year of attempts to work around budget constraints. The closure left 112 employees without a job and displaced a Meals for Seniors program. In the months since, a number of smaller portions of the college have been sold off, including the baseball and softball fields. College officials say they're hoping to sell the 130-acre main campus as a whole, rather than splitting it into different parcels and smaller sales. The city of Ashland has now emerged as a potential buyer for the full campus. According to an Ashland Daily Press report, the Ashland City Council approved hiring Civilis consultants to explore potential uses for the campus and the feasibility of purchasing it. The organization will be tasked with gathering data on financial constraints, potential revenue streams, and real estate market conditions before developing a plan for the campus. The goal is to determine if the City of Ashland could finance the potential purchase and if the campus could generate enough revenue to make their plans permanent. Potential plans could include new housing developments, hospitality opportunities, and exploring ways the campus could continue to be used for educational purposes. Organization officials say they could finish developing that plan by early November. Got extra toys at home? Well, the Flambeau River Y is hosting a toy drive from October 13th through to November 13th to collect new or gently used toys for their drop-in childcare room. Your donations help them create a fun, engaging, and welcoming space for the little ones while their parents are enjoying the Y. If you'd like to donate, email hlitwaitis at ymcanw.org. That's hlitwaitis at ymcanw.org. Wisconsin's favorite gas station is officially going penniless. Connie Feldman has more.
No more pennies at Quick Trip. The company just announced they're going penniless. Cash transactions will now be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents. So if you're paying with cash, you could actually save a couple cents. You'd pay a buck, for example, if your total is $1.04. Credit card and digital transactions, though, will stay the same. In a statement, the company says they made the move because their penny supplies are exhausted and they haven't gotten enough guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury after the decision to stop minting new pennies. According to its website, Quick Trip serves almost 12 million people every week. It has stores across Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, and South Dakota.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like you to be aware about newborn screening. Newborn screening is the best way to find out if your baby has any serious conditions so you can get them the care that they need. The Department of Health Services has information that explains the details of hearing, heart, and blood screenings. You can find the new fact sheets at dhs.wisconsin.gov. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce is gearing up for Fright Fest 2025, and they're seeking some straw or hay bales to decorate with and additional small pumpkins for the kids to decorate and take home. If you would like to donate, you can contact the Chamber office at 715-762-2703 or emailing at chamber@parkfalls.com. Once again, the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce is seeking straw or hay bales to decorate with and additional small pumpkins for the kids to decorate and take home with. If you'd like to donate, please contact the Chamber at 715-762-2703 or by email at chamber@parkfalls.com. And as a reminder, that Fright Fest is taking place Saturday, October 25th at 11 a.m. over at Old Dave Memorial Park right here in Park Falls, featuring many events including the Giant Pumpkin Drop, the Phillips Children's Museum, Trunk or Treat, and Decorating a Pumpkin Under the Open Pavilion, alongside many, many other fun events. Once again, that event is taking place Saturday, October 25th at 11 a.m. over at Old Dave Memorial Park right here in Park Falls. There's now a court fight over Wisconsin's registered voters. A Waukesha County judge says the state's top election officials must verify that everyone on the voter rolls is a U.S. citizen. Savannah Tomielsen has the story.
According to reporting from the State Journal, this is all because of a case brought by two voters represented by a conservative law firm. These voters filed a lawsuit claiming Wisconsin should require proof of citizenship for people to cast a ballot. And this judge agreed, ordering the state to verify all voters are citizens by the next election in February. But then the Department of Justice has filed an appeal asking for the order to be put on hold. Attorney General Josh Call says implementing this new check would, quote, require a massive overhaul of Wisconsin's voter registration statute, end quote. He also argues the judge's order creates a new voter requirement that's not in state law. The judge agreed to postpone part of his order, the part that would have required every new voter trying to register prove they're a U.S. citizen, which Call says would have shut down voter registration in the state. The judge set a court date for October 31st. Wisconsin has 3.6 million voters, and on average, 200 people register to vote every day. By law, only U.S. citizens can vote, and anyone who casts a ballot without being a U.S. citizen can be prosecuted. We have voter ID laws in Wisconsin, which require a state ID to vote. Only U.S. citizens and people who are in the country legally can get a state ID. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS. After two wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be, how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last two games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, feel really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a fifth-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing three in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.